Oi, eu sou a Ângela.
E eu sou o Juliano Gentili. Esse é o primeiro episódio da segunda temporada do podcast Chiado. Nessa temporada, as parcerias são entre Brasil e Alemanha. E os convidados desse episódio são Wilson Sikorski e Jean-Hervé Perron.
O Jean, apesar de não ter nascido na Alemanha, a gente considera uma figura relevante no cenário musical do país. Ele mudou para lá no final dos anos 60 e foi onde ele desenvolveu e amadureceu a sua música, né? No final dos anos 60, começo dos anos 70, com o Faust, ajudando a criar o que depois veio a ser conhecido como Krautrock.
E está lá até hoje, né?
Uhum.
É, são dois artistas que têm uma trajetória musical bem consolidada, né? Cada um a seu modo criou e cruzou linguagens, né?
Uhum.
De acordo com a proposta do Chiado, eles criaram uma música em conjunto. O Jean foi o responsável pela primeira parte e o Sikorski pela finalização. Eles se deram muito bem, inclusive, né? Tanto musicalmente quanto pessoalmente, vamos dizer assim.
Foi uma conversa bem interessante, eles se deram super bem. Foi uma conversa longa e bem animada. Foi um par muito interessante de ter colocado em contato. Né?
A gente trouxe alguns trechos dessa conversa e vamos começar agora ouvindo a apresentação de cada um. E na sequência a gente já ouve a faixa que eles criaram colaborativamente, que eles deram o nome de Percolator.
I'm a composer of contemporary music. And nowadays I'm also a composer of applied music, as I say. That's music for movies, for theater. I work a lot and make my money with this kind of music, your work. I also have a lot of live presentations, and I work also with sound installations, public art installations, and things like that. So I start my career working most with the people of visual arts. I work a lot with people that works with this kind of, mainly the people that works with sky art. In that time, we call sky art that is only using satellites and it was a pre-internet time, you know. So we work at in some sense we invented a little bit or helped to invent it, the internet at that time. So I work also with the automatic composition systems. Using AI, this in 87 and 89, nobody talks about artificial intelligence at that time. But I'm working a lot with the people here in Brazil and then US also in the MIT. I work with a lot of things and I have a lot of friends that invite me also today to work with him, with them. I have a lot of music made with partners. So I work at, from more than 20 years with Livio Trattenberg. That's a composer. Also, we compose a lot of music for movies, for events, shows. They're working together, so it's not difficult, and I like it. And Julian also said that to me, when he said to me, invite me for this project, I accept at first, yeah. He said, you want? I say, yes, I want.
Well, thank you, man. Much appreciated.
Now I'm preparing to launch a collection of my old works because I have a lot of old works that's not nobody knows, you know. That's it's so with the digital means and the audio platforms. Now I can launch this collection. I'm preparing five collections of my old works. It's around 5 hours for the music. Nobody knows about this music, you know? So I'm working hard on this, mostly to find money to pay for this. That's just our main difficulty. Maybe it's the same in the German.
Absolutely, man. Artists, same difficulties. Plenty of ideas and not much money. But that's okay. You know, that's the way we wanted it.
I live all my life in this way. So.
Okay, so I grew up in a very musical oriented family. My mother, she forced me to study music when I was very young, which I didn't like at the time, but now I'm very grateful about this. So I know a little bit about music. But I didn't follow the same pattern as you did, Wilson. See, I went to the States for 1 year as a foreign exchange student, and there I was. Before that, I did play play guitar. I learned myself to play guitar. I learned the trumpet at the music school, and I played in a marching band. Then I went to the States for 1 year, and that's where something changed in me, because I was confronted with the Beat generation, you know, the Jack Kerouac and all these people. Timothy Leary. I listened to a lot of Bob Dylan and protest singers and stuff. So this combination and a lot of free jazz also, and that worked in my head. That was 1968, and when I was in the States, something very important happened in Europe, you know, the revolution of 1968. But I wasn't there. I was in the States, and everything was filtered through the TV of America. It was not very objective what they were saying. So anyway, I got back. I couldn't cope with my friends anymore. They were highly political. And I was in my way also. I was very motivated, but not on the same level. So I had to leave my hometown. And I went on the road. And this is where, Wilson, I met also loads and loads of people. But we didn't meet in the studio. We met in the street. You know, we would exchange songs and exchange ideas. I traveled most of Europe, including Northern Africa and Scandinavia. And eventually I met this beautiful German girl, and I followed her, blinded by her beauty. And I, yeah, it's true, man. And I followed her to Hamburg. And that's where I met. Then she studied in Hamburg. I had plenty of free time. And that's where I met my first Faust colleagues. And from then on, We more and more and deeper we went into what later became what everybody calls krautrock, you know, so experimental music. And I'm very happy as we became a bit more popular, we had the privilege to have a unique chance, a platform, you know, to record our music, to have a Polydor or Virgin trying to sell it. So bit by bit, they made us known. So this is a privilege, you know. It has nothing to do with the quality of our music, or it's just we were one in a million. We were the right guys at the right time with the right people. So, and from then on, I started to meet very remarkable people on another level. We were not only like playing in the street and busking. We were playing on stages, being confronted with lots of people. And then I realized how important it is to care about the audience, because you have a huge influence on an audience. And it would be terrible to abuse of this situation. So it's also a responsibility. It's a great pleasure. it inflates your ego, of course. You know, everybody goes, bam, bravo, bravo, and all this. So, yes. On the other side, it's a burden because, I feel I have a responsibility. I have to give as much as I get. There you go. And we are celebrating, of course, our 50th anniversary. I don't know, how long have you been playing music, Wilson?
I'm playing since I was 6 years old.
There you go.
I study acoustic guitar, classical acoustic guitar. There is a tradition here in Brazil called the Villa Lobos, and there is a tradition of acoustic guitar. So I started playing this after I moved to piano, and then I moved to electronics and moved to my own instruments that is in outside, if you can see.
Yeah, I can see one there. It's very interesting in the back.
Thank you.
A gente ouviu Percolator, a faixa criada por Wilson Sopowski e Jean Hervé Peron. E eles falam na sequência um pouquinho sobre como criaram essa faixa, quais instrumentos e equipamentos usaram, como foi o processo de compor às cegas.
É interessante que quando eles falam desse processo, o Jean Hervé trouxe uma referência muito interessante que a gente acabou tirando da entrevista porque estava muito longa, mas ele lembrou da experiência surrealista do Cadáver Exquis, em que você faz um texto, um desenho, uma música ou qualquer expressão, você faz uma parte disso e outra pessoa continua, depois passa para outra e assim por diante. Então ele lembrou disso quando a gente falou da proposta do chiado, mas ressaltando ao mesmo tempo a diferença de que agora ele está fazendo isso com uma pessoa que está em outro continente.
I was lucky enough to be the first one. So I was proposing something. Wilson has, in my opinion, the harder part, because his imagination, his fantasy would be, of course, unlimited in a certain way, but restricted to react to this one proposition. So, I was lucky. I could choose one piece that I always wanted to use. And that's it. It's been lying in my archive for a long time. It was a great opportunity. You know, I said, oh, I love the sound of it. It's a percolato is a cafe machine. I'm sure you know that. And it's put water, coffee, and then start. And then it goes it's like, breathing when you are having problem breathing, especially at the end when the coffee is almost finished, it goes. I love it. It's a very popular coffee machine. It's called Percolator. I'm glad Wilson picked up on that. And I must say, Wilson, you must have a very fine perception, fine ears, because you there is in fact several moments, several movements in this recording, and you just it was perfect what you did, and you left a lot of silences also, which is nice. So it develops, and you didn't touch at the end, so the last say the last words or the last impressions are of this difficult breathing. So it's a thank you for that. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you for your words. I agree with you. That is the most difficult part. My first impression was that it was divided into two parts, an A and one B, you recall, with a movement joined the two parts that has a very, very high sound, no? It's a synthesizer or something, you know?
Yes. It's an analog synthesizer.
Synthesizer, yeah. Look at the times of each part as make and study, kind of a structural study about the material. And my first idea was to put another transformity in 3x2, you know, if you look at my intervention is divided in three parts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This make I hope a good interleave between the your ideas and my intervention that sometimes very nervous, like blush, blush. The idea was just this take the material and make different waves with this material, but preserving the start and the end, you know?
Yeah, genau.
Because it's very organic, né? It's very organic, the beginning and the end. So at the end, I blur a little things but in the beginning, no. The beginning is just the sound.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Much appreciated. Yeah, very good. Excellent. Yeah.
Essa fala deles sobre o processo, né, de criação dessa faixa do pro chiado acabou dando vazão também para que eles falassem do processo criativo em geral, de como que eles trabalham e eu acho que também como encaram a arte, né? No caso, eles tiveram técnicas bem distintas. O Jean usou a gravação de um objeto, né, uma cafeteira que chama Percolator, que deu nome à música, e o Sikorsky, um programa de computador, que é um procedimento que ele usa muito frequentemente, né, nas composições dele.
Chamou atenção também como que eles lidam com acaso. O Jean fala que algumas vezes deixa quase que para o subconsciente dar um sentido para a criação dele, né? E o Wilson, apesar de lidar com um sistema mais fechado, né, que a gente pode pensar num programa de computador, também deixa bastante espaço para a intuição.
Much by me is led by hazard, by chance. You know, I let things happen more than because I can't control them. And anyway, so I adopted this solution of if you can't control it, just accept it. And I did this. But I think there is in Unterbewusstsein under
good.
There is consciousness and underconsciousness. Okay, there you go. In underconsciousness, subconsciousness, there are things that happen that you don't know why they happen. So when I twist knob, maybe something happens in my subconsciousness also, which I don't know of. So these are the two instruments.
I'm working in a completely different way. I'm working with it's a kind of robot. That's a robot that I constructed in Max. Max is up as a program for control MIDI and or OSCII control. So what I did, I did the same as you, but in different approach.
Yes,
I put this robot to play with the music, and so I choose parts that looks good that combines with your or not combine at all with with the work, but makes the structure more strong. So I choose is a kind of is by chance also.
Sure.
The robots, most of these little robots, I call robots, but it's a very simple element. But they work mostly in chance, you know.
When you work on a piece, do you use mostly your ears, or do you also look at the waves? I call it a sausage. At this, do you look at the curves?
I'm working with both processes. Most of the time, I'm very intuitive. Also, as you, I'm try to be intuitive. You know? I try to preserve things that music teach me when I was 6 years old. When I was 6 years old, I play the acoustic guitar and put my ear close to the body of
to the body, yeah.
And close my eyes. So I stopped. There is no time. There is no place. There is there is only sensations, you know. So most of the time, I try to preserve this music intuitive. But I study music also a lot, so I can't erase this part of my formation.
You know? No, why should you?
I know. Yeah. So I like to both directions. Sometimes I improvise.
Of course, yeah.
Sometimes I wrote each note. You know?
I understand.
Yeah.
Para além do processo criativo musical de cada um, eles têm uma postura vanguardista, que é um ponto que interessou a gente nessa conversa, né? Saber deles como que eles acham possível, e se eles acham possível, manter essa postura inovadora, à frente do tempo, num tempo em que tudo é atualizado muito rápido.
O Sikorsky fala das composições cyberpunks, o Jean... deu muito destaque à vivência dele nos Estados Unidos, né, em 68, quando a Europa estava vendo ali os protestos que aconteciam em várias cidades, e ele nos Estados Unidos acompanhando isso de longe, mas também absorvendo muito da geração beat, das canções de protesto, do free jazz. Então, para os dois, acho que é uma questão interessante, né? Assim, para os dois, falar em romper barreiras, em subverter de alguma forma aquilo que está pré-estabelecido, parece que é parte da trajetória dos dois, né?
Ainda que hoje em dia eles não pensem exatamente igual.
For me, the answer is I met once a Swiss professor who he was talking to his student, and he mentioned there won't be any avant-garde anymore because of the internet and the very quick ways of communication. You cannot be ahead of your time, which is intrinsically what avant-garde means, you know, being ahead of your time. And it's not possible anymore. So I have no problem of accepting this now. That's my answer. I have found my peace. I have no problem with this anymore. I am absolutely conscious that I cannot be ahead of my time anymore. Communication is just too fast. In the past, it was easy to create something that one would think it was totally new, totally revolutionary, totally impressing. But now you realize you do something and you Google and it's been done before and it's being made here at the same time. So that's my answer, you know, and I found my peace with that. Wilson.
For the first time, you have access of all the music for all the countries. Never in the story of the humanity you have such a explosion of music, all types of music. If you go to Bandcamp, that's free market of music, you can see that's a lot of things. I think that some of these guys will be ahead of his times, you know, some of them. Yeah, as we was somewhere in the time in the past, or you know, so always we'll have people that was will be thinking outside of the box, let's say. And as you said, I'm in peace with this too. For me, I'm still working. I'm still very, very happy with what I'm doing. You know, I love the music I'm making. Simple like that, and I will continue to make that.
A gente vai chegando ao final do episódio, agradecendo a participação de Wilson Sukoski e Jean Hervé Peron.
Would like to thank the people of Chiado, né? For this opportunity to meet this honorable sir.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I do appreciate it. Yeah.
I'm very glad with the result.
It was a pleasure, Wilson, to work with you. And I do hope Angela and Juliano, I hope that you will take us back to Brazil one day.
A gente vai encerrando por aqui esse episódio, ouvindo uma faixa de cada um, de Wilson Sukoski, Naked Automata, e do Jean-Hervé Psalter, que é uma música do Faust, de 71, com composição, letra e arranjo do próprio Jean-Hervé.
É interessante porque ele diz que ele sente que é uma música dele, e ele gosta muito dessa música, e que, inclusive, ele demorou 50 anos para entender o significado, né? O verdadeiro significado dessa música. A letra é bem curtinha, mas é muito forte. Ela diz o seguinte: eu não tenho mais medo de perder meu tempo, eu não tenho mais medo de perder meus dentes. É isso. Valeu, pessoal. Valeu, Ângela.
Valeu, Juliano. Valeu quem ouviu até aqui.
Até a próxima.
Até.
chiado.
Heißt das, es läuft oder es kommt bald?
Läuft.
So.
Chiado.
Chiado é o podcast do XI, Festival de Música Criativa. Essa segunda temporada conta com o apoio do Goethe Institute São Paulo. Produção, Mirapuru.
Mixagem e masterização, César Martini. Tradução, Bruno Lima. Identidade visual, Maria Cal Levi. Vinheta, Bugil, Juliano Gentili e Daniela dos Santos. Concepção, curadoria, entrevistas, edição dos episódios e da vinheta, Ângela Brava e Juliano Gentili. Gravado em novembro de 2021. Assim como na primeira temporada, as faixas colaborativas criadas para esses episódios compõem um álbum e vão estar disponíveis em chiado.bandcamp.com.